Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Mark Duffy, Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. My daughter got her first job at 20 years of age, very basic salary. Kind of minimum wage, and she's on emergency tax. So she was stopped for a number of weeks, and she contacted Revenue. Mm-hmm. And she made a number of attempts at contacting Revenue. The original number, which is on Google, is not working. She then tried to message them, but their message box is not working. So there was a 1590 number which she dialed. And then she knew there would be a charge for dialing it, whatever, but she didn't or wasn't prepared for the kind of cost associated with it. Mm-hmm. She had also tried a technical number and spoke to somebody there. It was the only number she could actually speak to a human being on. They said, oh no, you've got to phone the number that's given. So anyway, she proceeded then to phone the 1590 number. And what would happen is she would be on hold for about 10 minutes. I think the call was being answered and then dropped. Went through it again, went through this a number of times. Eventually she got a lady who was very helpful and got her sorted out. But the sting in the tail is she's just after getting her phone bill in, and she was charged €112 for the calls.
By who?
To make contact.
By who?
I think it may be a service provider that works in conjunction with Revenue. But it's listed as the contact for Revenue, and indeed the person who she spoke to in the technical section said that's the number you used to contact. There's no other number that she could find. There's no way to leave a message. She asked the guy in technical services even if he could give an email address, which he said he couldn't. So anybody who's out there who's trying to actually make contact with Revenue to sort out the tax affairs or whatever, just be very careful. I mean, for somebody who's starting out in life, there are people out there who perhaps are on minimum wage who maybe, you know, their back's against the wall.
That's an astonishing figure. But you see, I'm looking at a press release at the end of last year from Revenue. Revenue replaces 1890 low-call system to reduce costs for customers. And you're saying your daughter paid 112 quid.
She fired me over by message, just a screenshot of her phone bill. She phoned them twice on the 25th. Both calls, I think, were about 10 minutes. €29, just a couple of cents short of €29 per call. €58 in one day trying to get through to Revenue.
And Mark, do we know who gets that money?
I'm not exactly sure, but it's listed as the contact number for Revenue. I think it's absolutely disgraceful. As a citizen of the country, and indeed every worker out there, you should be able to contact the government department without having to be put through a premium service. Now, their lines are out of order. Oh, she also tried to, we're living in Wicklow, and she tried to, she went online and discovered that they had an office in Wicklow. She said, this is great. So, of course, she goes down and she's told, no, they moved out of there 7 years ago. Yet the detail is still up on the website. I mean, what kind of clowns are these people? Now, in fairness, the girl who she actually dealt with in the end got her sorted out and was very prompt, very efficient, very friendly, and did the job. Now, also, my daughter said to her, I'd been on a number of occasions, she said, trying to get through to you, and she said, the phone kept getting cut off, whatever. The girl was able to check against the phone number, and she said, yes, I can see that you made a number of attempts to get through, but she said somebody should have got back to you, and they didn't. So because somebody in Revenue, now they could have been very busy, or they don't have the resources or whatever, didn't get back to her, she's a bill of €112. Now, I think that's disgraceful.
At the statement from Revenue we just got in, Mark, you may be interested to know that in September last year, Revenue launched a new telephone technology platform that facilitates phone call using standard phone numbers. Since September 2018, national numbers, with the preface 01, are available for all Revenue telephone contacts. This has resulted in reduced costs for our customers, especially those using mobile phones.
reduced. Now, to be honest, she did Google revenue. There was a number. She tried to call it from her phone, and it was out of service.
You see, I'm even looking at
whole,
the... Yeah, I know.
They're whole. I mean, kind of literally... I mean, you should be able to... There should be just a standard 01 number that you ring, you know? But to end up with a bill of that size... Now, there's probably an awful lot of other people... I said to her... We had a conversation with her earlier on, and I said to her, God knows how many people have actually done the same thing as you've done this month. And so where is all this money going?
Going to get a whopper of a bill.
The government must have a contract or something. Or they must
Where did she pick up this 1890 number? Where did she see it?
It was a 1590 number from what I could see. Online. And she hunted down revenue. But there are two things. One is, I mean, I'm just shocked. I feel, you know, kind of outraged that this could happen. But number two is, it's just to alert everybody out there. You know, if you're dialing, please be aware that they're not relevant costs.
I've been told now they're not part of revenue, but if they're not part of revenue, how come when you dial that number, you get revenue?
Exactly.
You get that. Well, they get revenue. You get the revenue commissioners.
And how comes then that the girl who she was dealing with was able to say that she could see visibility of the attempted calls which went through? Which means there is a link of some description between the two organisations. If revenue were able to see that she called that number of times and that someone should have got back to her, then that's the whoever's providing that service and revenue are interlinked. Otherwise, she couldn't see the number of times and said, yes, I can see you found on a number of occasions. So in other words, there is an interlink in whatever shape or form. Because she said, yes, I see. My apologies, somebody should have got back to you. So every 28 minutes or every 10-minute call is €29. Now, there are probably loads of people who either have been hit with the same thing or indeed are trying to get through to sort out tax issues or whatever. But in this day and age, that's just disgraceful, you know? Now, for somebody who's earning a large salary or whatever, it's irrelevant. But even if they capped the charges, so in other words, when you phoned, I mean, with modern technology, phone technology, it's a very simple matter to be able to recognise the number and say, well, that number's phoned through before, and there's maximum charge. Yeah. And if they try and phone through again, whatever, in the course of a year or whatever. But, to be paying €29 every 10 minutes, she got an awful shock. It's a lot of money to somebody who's starting out on minimum wage.
Yeah, but
you have to sort out your tax affairs.
Okay, of course,
like
you have to.
You know what I mean? Like, in other words, if we were on emergency tax, that, you know, kind of the first thing you're going to do is want to get it sorted out. So essentially, you get on and you Google it and you get the appropriate number and you try and get an email.
Okay, well, this is a document we've just unearthed. Contact revenue. Calls cost $2.95 per minute from an Aircom landline. Other networks may charge more. This is a connection service and is not affiliated to the Office of the Revenue Commissioners. So then it says Revenue Collector, General Division 1590, 302, 345. Employer Inquiries 1590. General Inquiries 1590, 302. 347, Dublin Region 1590s. So, what are revenues? Why are revenue allowing these numbers to connect to them?
Be used under their name,
yeah,
and then have visibility of the calls that are going through. So, number one, somebody should have contacted her back, which they didn't. Now, they're obviously very busy, whatever. Short staffed. There's a lot of government departments I deal with them, and I appreciate, you know, those people are taxpayers as well, so they know exactly what the situation is. But for the government to actually have an organisation that they're dealing with, or that they allow to utilise their thing for a premium service number, which a lot of people, I'd say you get a lot of calls or a lot of feedback in terms of this, where other people have done exactly the same thing. But then for them to have visibility, so they knew that those calls.
And as you mentioned, your daughter Googled the revenue numbers, and this 1590 is what came up.
Yeah, and apart from that, then to have their message box full, their landline number out of service. I mean, it's an absolute catalogue of errors. Yeah. It's reprehensible, the whole situation.
Because the revenue, I presume, only have so many call takers, so to speak.
Absolutely, yeah.
So the 1590 number doesn't add any call takers to the process?
No, it doesn't. All it's obviously doing is acting as a conduit into revenue's numbers, of which they can then see when the number is routed through to them. So that means there is a contact between the two organisations. And they shouldn't be, you know, encouraging a service to be there that for taxpayers who are actually trying to do, you know, with government, the money that they're actually paying back to the government to deal with their tax affairs or whatever, to allow premium rate services.
But can this company, apparently they're called TriWeb Limited, 27 Old Gloucester Street, London, England, this company attach themselves, say, to RTE 208-3111? Can they say the new number for RTE is 1590-283-111, and they get the revenue? But then RTE...
But if RTE wasn't aware of it, but if RTE can then see that the calls came in, there has to be some connection.
But then RTE could say, sorry, revenue, whatever, could say, listen, yeah, from now on, we will not be dealing with 1590 calls.
Yeah, and they should have something up on their website to that thing. But when you can't get through to their legitimate, their landline number that they have is out of service, and then when you try and send a message to an email address, which is also out of service, I mean, where do you turn to? She was being crucified with tax. And this has gone on for a couple of weeks, I think about 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. So just for other listeners who are out there, if you've got, you know, saying, I mean, she's learned a painful lesson in terms of money she's paid out. But just for other people.
Yeah, be extraordinarily careful with 1590 numbers. Extraordinarily. Yeah.
It's one of those things. She's young and she's not aware. She learned a painful lesson. But for other listeners who are out there, just to turn around and say, listen. But also, I think the revenue should be, this credit based in London. So the money's not even going to Ireland. This is all going outside the country.
That's a good point. Paul, Paul is a tax agent. Go ahead, Paul. You'd have a lot of dealings with revenue.
I would have, Joe, if you could get through to them. But I have the same problem as everybody else. But I was just saying to your researcher there, what they've done in the last couple of years, they don't seem to want to speak to anybody anymore. And they've built this fabulous website with just links from one page to the next, to the next, to the next, that you end up getting nowhere, but no phone numbers mentioned anywhere.
I noticed that.
Unless you're, like myself, that you've been at it a while and you have the numbers already. But even then, when you get through, and they have this most frustrating voice recognition thing where they ask for your PPS number or your tax agent number, and 9 times out of 10 it doesn't identify what you're saying. The other problem I have with them is if you do email them, you get a reply saying your email has been received, and it may take up to 21 days to get a reply, and more often than not it does take at least 21 days to get a reply.
Oh, does it? Yeah.
Now, in saying that, you have to say in fairness to them, when you get through and you get somebody to speak to, I find the people can be very helpful, and you know they really want to help you. But unfortunately, they're tied with the whole system as well.
I see a note here from the 4th of December 2019 calls to. There's two numbers here. I'll clarify that. Stay with us after this break. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And now, Paul, I see people saying use the online revenue. Well, that's the one that's advertised. Now, online requires a strong literacy, to say the least, and computer literate. And I know most people who are writing these ads are computer literate, and they presume everyone else in the country is computer literate. Just anyone who drives a car thinks that everyone who goes to the supermarket or the school goes in a car. But Paul, what's the online system like with its...
Well, the online system for agents, if you don't need to contact anybody, it's pretty good. It works quite efficiently, apart from when it comes under pressure there, say like 2 weeks ago at the deadline, it crashed in 2 days in succession. But normally it is quite good. But I had one small problem with an online submission, and in fairness, I got through to one of the guys in the tech support, and he spent a day and a half working on it, and he couldn't resolve it. Mm-hmm. But he gave me a roundabout way to get to it eventually, and we got that sorted. But no, as I say, the people there are quite good, and for an agent point of view, the online system is quite good. Okay. But even for ordinary people, say they want PAYE people now to revenue for my account. Now,
I see that, yeah.
You really want to be pretty computer literate. I mean, anybody in maybe their 60s or 50s or 60s even who wouldn't have done computers in school or that, it's not that straightforward.
And by the way, do you dial them on a no one number? Dublin.
No, well, I have some numbers depending on what I need to get, but quite often I'd be on the 1850 or whatever it is they have, yeah. Some of them, for registration now, I have an old one number. And quite often, now, you could still be hanging on quite a while. Mm-hmm. And again, with the Collector General's Office in Limerick, I do have a direct number. But again, you could be waiting quite a while, but as I say, when you get through, they are very helpful.
Well, apparently the landline number Revenue you're recommending is obviously 00343 1. I presume it's 01 for you're ringing in the Republic. 01 738 3636. 738 3636. Does that ring a bell for you? Pardon the pun, Paul.
No. It may be a new number, Joe. But in fairness, that number may put you through to an exchange that will change, move you around the country to whatever office will answer the phone. Like, I've had that before where I'd maybe make a call for registration in Dublin, but I would get somebody in Cork who would answer the phone. But they can actually deal with it, obviously, through their computer system.
Yeah, but I'm still baffled as to how this 1590 crew, they're a legitimate company, but how can they piggyback on numbers that allow them access to Revenue?
Well, it's not just Revenue to do with other numbers as well, because if you go online and search for a number...
But the Revenue have to agree with that, Paul?
I don't think so, no. I don't think it's anything to do with Revenue, to be honest with you. Joe, I could be totally wrong. But these people have...
Follow the money. Okay. Who's getting paid? Who got the 112 quid that Mark's daughter... His poor daughter, in a sense, she's on emergency tax, a forced modest income, as he said. Who got that 112 quid?
Well, I don't think Revenue got it, in fairness. I think the phone company, her service provider, and then these people who she went through, not knowing that it wasn't a direct line to Revenue. I mean, she wasn't to know that she was going through a third party. But, you can get caught out with that on other things. I can't even remember, but I do remember people... getting caught with that, you search for a number and you're given this, but it's going through a third party. Actually, I know what it used to be. It used to be if you rang up for the time.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And you went to one of the providers and say, do you want me to put you through? Now, if you said yes, you went through, but you went through at a much higher rate than if you went directly. Mm. And I think that's the same situation. It's this third party company. They're the one who has made the big money out of it.
Okay.
I'm
baffled that any company can come along and say, oh, we're now the new RTE number, without telling you that they're going to charge you much, much more, and with RTE or any other organisation not getting a penny out of it.
Well,
they can hijack your number, I'm not saying they are, for their income.
To their benefit.
We'll try and find out more. Thanks, Paul. Go to Mahogany, Paul.
Okay.
And also to Mark Duffy.